A Democratic state representative's attempt to change language regarding adoption and foster parenting laws failed to pass out of committee on Wednesday. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
House Bill 234 would have swapped the words man and woman for couple or spouse to reflect the legalization of same-sex marriage. Representative Romero insisted the change was a simple administrative update proposed at the request of state agencies like the Department of Child and Family Services.
Now that same-sex couples in Utah are legally married, they are entitled to the rights and responsibilities of marriage, including the rights to adopt and foster children.
Romero says unless the language is updated to reflect current law, the state risks lawsuits by same-sex married couples. But several lawmakers on the committee disagreed with that assessment. Republican Representative Merrill Nelson told the committee the Supreme Court decision pertains only to the right for gay couples to marry.
We are not saying they should be barred from foster or adoption placements. All we are saying is that the state remains free to express a preference for man-woman marriages in the placement of children.
Romero's bill failed on a tie vote of 5-5 with one representative not voting. The committee ran out of time before it could take up House Bill 393, sponsored by Republican Representative LeVar Christensen. That bill would assert Utah's right to decide all matters of domestic relations in the state, including marriage and adoption. Whitney Evans, KUER News.